Hi, this is Pat Gohn, author of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious, Celebrating the Gift of Catholic Womanhood. Welcome to 10 Bodacious Basics, 10 Minutes at a Time. This is a short podcast-style tour through the book, with excerpts read by yours truly. Listen each day for a new insight or reflection about the blessed dignity, the beautiful gifts, or the bodacious mission of women. Each day on the blog tour, a new question will be posted at the host blog about the day's theme. And comments at the blog become your entry for a chance to win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious. I hope you'll join me in this conversation as the book travels around the blogosphere weekdays through April 26th. Today's audio tour stop is brought to you by Cause of Our Joy, created by Leticia Velasquez. This is part 5 of 10 Bodacious Basics, and our topic today is making a gift of yourself, and our theme comes from Chapter 5. From the very beginning, woman was a gift. In the second creation account in Genesis, woman appears on the scene as God's good idea. The first man was alone. He had no one like himself, despite an enormous creation teeming with fish and wildlife. Not a single creature would be a true companion or soulmate. So God created woman from the man's rib, and the man could not be happier. We read about it in the Old Testament. In Genesis, it says, "So the Lord God cast a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, 'This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.'" God brought the woman to man, and he rejoiced. "At last I have found her." The gift of woman reveals to man the truth about himself, that he too is made to be given to the woman as a gift. This distinctive spousal nature of their bodies revealed the giving to and receiving from each other, and the call to love and serve each other. And the rest, as they say, is history. It's often said that God cannot be outdone in generosity. God, who created the world out of nothing, did so out of love. God, who created man and woman, did so out of love. God, who sent his only Son to redeem his children, did so out of love. It says in John's Gospel, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." Generosity is a function of charity, of love. When we love, we give. St. Paul even lists generosity as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. A woman's generosity is integral to her receptive nature. Women give gifts of themselves in physical and spiritual ways to those they love and those in need. If receptivity is one of our greatest feminine gifts found in the nature of our womanhood, then generosity is the gift that empowers it. Generosity's actions and dispositions are the ways we demonstrate the largesse and the lavishness of God's love in ours. Within our vocation, making a gift of ourselves to God and our spouse has a nobility all its own. Yet our generosity is not limited to that vocational call, important as it is. We are called to love and serve our neighbors, whoever they may be. In many of those cases, our generosity reflects God's presence and help through our graciousness and kind care. The depths of love in this life are found through self-donation, or making a gift of oneself to another. The gift of self is the foundation of all Jesus taught in his command to love one another. Jesus' passion is the most sublime example of the heroic and generous character of true love, as it is poured out for the sake of others in his death on the cross. His life and death portray what it means to give until it hurts. The witness of Jesus profoundly illustrates the nature of sacrifice and self-donation attached to true generosity. Our own human love is elevated by the call to love in imitation of Jesus. The first letter of John says, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." Tucked deep in one of the documents of Vatican II, Gaudium et Spes, there lies a message of generosity and self-donation that is fundamental to understanding ourselves and our giftedness. God, who designed us in His image, created us to live in such a way that our lives reflect the generous and lavish love of the Trinity, where the exchange of mutual self-donating love is offered eternally. Gaudium et Spes says this: "This likeness," meaning this likeness to the Trinity, "reveals that man, who is the only creature on earth which God willed for itself, cannot fully find himself except through a sincere gift of himself." This gift of ourselves follows our nature and our design. It is also blessed by the graces of our baptism. In giving of ourselves, we find ourselves. Making a gift of oneself to another is an essential part of human life. The other might be God or another human person. Generous gifts of self-donation lie at the heart of all vocations. We love because He first loved us. In a pivotal scene from the film The Sound of Music, Maria, an impetuous postulant at the Abbey, discloses her vocational crisis to the Reverend Mother. Having set her mind on becoming a nun, Maria now fears falling in love with a widower and his children. The wise Reverend Mother does not dismiss Maria's genuine love for God, but counsels, "Maria, the love between a man and a woman is holy too. You must find out how God wants you to spend your love. You have to live the life you were born to live." I love that quote, "You must find out how God wants you to spend your love." It sounds like Reverend Mother understood the generosity needed in making a sincere gift of oneself to another in the eyes of God. How do we spend our love generously? Love God and love others could sum up the Ten Commandments and the teaching of Christ. Generosity is always other-directed. It is always connected with lifting up others, serving, blessing, and elevating them through the sheer graciousness of giving liberally. To paraphrase Jesus, we go the extra mile. It is going the distance with big-hearted energy, giving with no thought of getting. A perfect example is the poor widow Jesus sees in the temple. Shortly before He would enter His own suffering and give up everything for the sake of the world, Jesus points out a generous woman who is giving up everything she has. We read about her in Luke's Gospel, where it says, "When He looked up, He saw rich people putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, 'Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on.'" Scripture scholars who have studied this passage say those two coins symbolize the two sides of charity: the widow's love of God and love of others. This woman was the epitome of generosity. She gives it all away. Hers is a generosity that goes against conventional wisdom. It's a true gift of self, a total self-emptying. Would we look at this woman today as foolish? Isn't this behavior kind of reckless or unwise? And yet, Jesus has praise for her and her generous actions. When we give to the Lord, we are to give faithfully, totally, and freely, leaving the fruitfulness to Him. One gracious word, gift, or action can leave quite a wake. Every generous act has remarkable potentiality, a ripple effect we may not see. There are many people this side of heaven who will never know that they have participated in the largesse of God's providence through their generosity. Fortunately, in God's economy, giving without thought of a return is never for nothing. We may never know who might be ultimately blessed by our generosity. The ripple effects are often shielded from our sight, but God uses our generosity to bear good fruit. Like a seed planted in the ground, generosity has a growth that is guided by God. Each time we lavish someone with something good, true, or beautiful, there's no telling how far the blessings might reach. This is Pat Goan. Thanks for joining me for this stop on the blog tour. On Monday, we visit the blog Another Cup of Coffee. For now, look for details on how you might win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious right here at Cause of Our Joy.